Q645, 1320 WILS. You know, more and more companies now are allowing casual dress in the workplace. They're even you look at Goldman Sachs, even they're allowing their technology division now to exercise some judgment on their dress code. Bobby Albert is with us. He's a workplace culture expert himself, BobbyAlbert.com. Bobby, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thank you for inviting me this afternoon.
Do you think the way you dress at work is a big factor in performance?
Well, you know, it's something that's very enjoyable, and I'm from Texas, so it's hot down here, mm-hmm. so I'm used to dressing casual in our place of business. Before I sold it, we had business casual, and we had specific days that people could dress down. We had like casual Friday day.
So what does that mean in your world, dressing down? What outfit is that?
Well, in our case, that meant like jeans, and we had a company T-shirt that we wanted to emphasize a particular button icon that dealt with our culture on that particular day.
Okay. So it sounds like you're pretty open-minded to this idea of allowing people to kind of dress how they like?
Of course. You know, if I could share this, is that, you know, millennials are very interested in casual dress at work. Mm-hmm. But I can assure you that casual dress is no substitution for having a bad boss that creates a toxic culture. Okay. And what millennials are looking for are truly what everyone else in the company is looking for. And Gallup has surveyed over 1 million employees at over 85,000 businesses. Yeah. And what they found is that what people are wanting that is greater than, you know, casual dress to be productive in their work, right, to really care, engage in their work, is to, do you care for me as a person? Can I belong here, fit in as a part of the team? Can I contribute toward the goals of the company? Mm-hmm. Does this company stand for something? And is there a learning environment for me to do the best job I can do?
Yeah, and what does it take to make that? I mean, that's a lot. You're asking a boss to do a lot of different things for you. I mean, is that realistic?
Well, it truly is. I mean, we did it in our own company. And but let me share this with you is about this bad boss is in this Gallup survey, when you dig deeper into it, mm-hmm. is that when you have a bad boss, and this doesn't matter if you have casual dress, is that people are 50% less productive and 44% less profits in that company.
Well, what does that mean? Because to me, look, I think a bad boss would be somebody who's unnecessarily dramatic or somehow makes my day difficult or unpleasant for no good reason. How do you define a bad boss yourself?
Well, it's going to be somebody just like you're talking about. Or if I can use an example, a few weeks ago is Uber, which a lot of people are familiar with, that is that the CEO was recently asked to resign from the company. They've lost some of their best employees. Key executives have left the company. There's lawsuits everywhere where they got, you know, sex harassment. Even a board of director made a sexist comment that had to resign.
The thing is, apparently in this case, right, he also grew the company into what, tens of billions of dollars from nothing in less than a decade. Do you think that there is kind of a, when you have an aggressive high growth company, that it kind of goes along with some of these kinds of problems then?
Well, I would say no. There is a short term gain there. But for the long-term strength of an organization, it takes a lot more than to just allow somebody to go off like that.
Yeah, no, it's they got into training. He's out of his job now. So Bobby Albert, workplace culture expert, Bobby Albert. Find him at BobbyAlbert.com. Bobby Albert on WILS. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.